life. I know there's few kept promises. Just wish some mistakes weren't so negative. I really miss the reasons why we stood together. I wanna be in your life now. Perhaps then, if under a different circumstance, we'd have the openness to dance. Desperate hearts in dire need of rescue. Hopes and dreams no longer to be held on to. So many words lie still unspoken. For the pain still stings and I'm unforgiven. Perhaps then, if under a different circumstance, we'd have the openness to dance. Memories lie shattered on the table. And for you, my dear, the words were still unable. Even though I try to raise my head up high, I still look up and see only rain-soaked skies. Perhaps then, if under any different circumstance, we'd have the openness to dance. I wish you all the joy your soul can handle. Never be without a handhold. The pain in you that forever wants to hide. There's nothing left now but the final goodbyes. Perhaps then, if under a different circumstance, we'd have the openness to dance. Openness to dance. The openness to dance.
Welcome to the IPMA's Who Am I interviews, and today we are speaking with Mr. E. I'm Alfred Willhawk, your host, and we hope that you really enjoy this interview. Hello, Mr. E. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing absolutely wonderfully, as always. It's always a great pleasure to talk to some of our fantastic artists. So, let's get right started here, my friend. Tell us a bit about how you got into music.
Well, I will do my best to keep this as little as I can or trim down. But basically, I started back when I was very much in my infancy, not a baby per chance, but not too long after that. Actually, I was the family instrument creator. I know it sounds kind of strange, but as a child, I was I evolved past the beating on pots and pans and started putting things together like rubber banjos, which were, you know, broom handles with rubber bands and thumbtacks and all kinds of fun things like that. So it kind of came to me that way. But really what got me into it was I was in school and junior high school. There was a choir teacher there that for some reason, I don't know why, she saw my potential and she really pushed and pushed and pushed for me to do things. And that got me rolling on it pretty good.
Wow. Okay. And so from there, how did you become Mr. E? I mean, that's, you know, choir is one thing, but how do you become Mr. E from choir?
It's been an evolution over many decades at this point. Mr. E is actually a brand new persona that has come out. And mostly because if you are from the southern region of the United States, you would know me as E or Big E or E the Bosun or something along those from the work I did down there in the music scene. And up here, where I'm living now, which is in the northern part of the States, not many people knew that persona, but I also have a product line I'm putting out and some other things too, and I needed kind of a little bit of a gimmick, as it were. And a friend of mine just says, you know, you're kind of a mystery at times. And I went, Mr. E. Mr. E. Hey, that works.
Ooh. Oh, I love it. I love it.
That's where that's coming from.
That's fantastic. Okay, so then.
Thank you.
So what is the best thing about being a pagan musician?
Oh my goodness. Honestly, the camaraderie amongst the other musicians and as well as the community. I have been playing different kinds of music since I was able to sing and dance and talk and everything else. I have been in mainstream music. I've been in subgenre music. I've been in different loops and circles and everything else. And the only place where I felt like I was at home, accepted, and loved was in the pagan community. Pagan music has evolved so much since I first discovered it. And the fact that I don't think there's one pagan musician out there that would not lend a hand or gives a suggestion to if asked by another pagan musician, which is so much unlike any other genre that I've ever experienced. A lot of other genres are everybody's trying to cut throats and knock the underdog under, and you know, you got to fight. And it's not that you can't do that, you know, you're not supposed to do that, but the pagan musicians are in pagan music, and the pagan community is all about helping and building and you know, caring about what's there, and they really appreciate what is there, and that just is that fits me to a T. So,
what is the most challenging thing about being a pagan musician?
Well, pretty much just that. No, we are still in this country. We are, well, as far as the United States goes, it's still a little bit hard to be out and be a pagan musician. You know, you're going to have opposition from other places and other things all the time. But I'd say probably that is just about the only hardest part of doing it. Because pagan music is still not, it's kind of becoming a little bit more mainstream, but not. And it's getting more acceptable, but there are still some places around the country you have to step a little bit lightly in flying your pagan musician flag. So that's probably the hardest part is, you know, you might have some people that are accepting of it because they are pagan themselves, and you might have a lot more that aren't because they're not, and they still view paganism as a negative thing.
Hmm. Okay. Awesome.
So that's probably the most difficult part.
Fantastic. Okay, so it's really interesting because that kind of leads me to this question, is that at the beginning of the interview, you chose the song Dance, which is what led us to our interview. Why did you choose that particular song?
Well, oddly enough, the two songs that I have available to the public right now from my solo work, both of them were written about changes in life and things that happen to us that are, you know, kind of change us and think about, make us think about things and reflect on whatnot. Dance in particular is a song about regret. It's a song about, I wished I would have done this, or I wished I would have went another step in that direction instead of holding back from fear or, you know, anything along those lines. And that's really how you have to live your life. You gotta, you can be scared, but don't let fear control you. And that song kind of embodies that.
How can the IPMA help you to enhance your personal musical reality?
Well, first and foremost, I want to say thank you to the IPMA, the concept of the IPMA, and to all the people involved with making this organization happen and a reality. Because this is something that pagan musicians need desperately. We need people that are going to promote and going to put us out and get us exposed, excuse me, in a positive light. So what I see the IPMA helping me with is doing just that, is helping me to get out to more people, helping my art and my work to come into more ears, as well as strengthening and building a organization that all of us can also help support. Because, of course, the pagan community is a very supportive community. We've already touched on that base. But I know the IPMA is still not that old, but what I've seen so far, you guys have been doing amazing things, and I am so honored to be a part of it. And hopefully I can help out in any way that I can with the growing of it as well. So I foresee it in the future being something that anyone who joins the IPMA, not just myself, is going to benefit quite a bit just from all the work that you folks put into making sure we have these things available for us to be able to do our music and put it out to people.
Well, fantastic. And of course, the IPMA is, all of the staff at the IPMA is volunteer, which, and they're all pagans that are committed to fostering pagan musicianship. And of course, we also have the Pagan Music Awards that occur every year. And next year, of course, you will be nominated as a artist of the IPMA for the Best Male Artist of the Year. And we'll just have to see how that goes. Yeah, you didn't even know that part, did you?
I didn't honestly think about it.
Well, there you have it. So that's that, and radio play on stations like cauldron.net. And so we will be talking, and we're glad to have you. And we're going to put you right into the hopper and get us rolling along here. So is there a new project you want to share with all of our listeners?
Well, actually, there's more than just one.
Go for it, my friend. Go for it.
Well, first and foremost, right off the bat, and excuse that's a car driving by, I'm sitting out here by my favorite lake and doing this interview because I thought no place better to do a pagan interview with something like this than my favorite nature spot. But anyway, I am working with a few people out of the Quad Cities to do a new band called Skulls Knit, in which I'll be taking on a moniker, a different moniker besides Mystery. I'll be Bjorn the Big. And it is a Viking Celtic electronic mix band.
Wow.
And they will probably be joining the IPMA as that band shortly.
Sweet.
It's currently very much in its infancy, but we're trying to get things going and rolling on it. That's the first project I'm doing. The second project I am working on is in the next year or two, you will see me on the road as Mr. E performing, as well as with Scold's Net, and vending with Mr. E's products and services, which I have a full line of herbal teas, spice blends, and herbal things for if you need to do work with your spells or just whatever you need them for, as well as services along the lines of tarot readings and chakra alignments and past life regressions and all kinds of fun things like that. And that information will be available shortly on both the Mr. E Facebook page and the Wolves Den Facebook page.
Fantastic.
Thirdly, and lastly, I am starting to finish my first book. And it is a fictional story about paranormal investigators. And I know that may seem like a kind of a dead issue to beat, but I had been one for many, many years. And this book is a culmination of wild stories, some true, some false, all set into a world that these characters live in, where magic is real and crazy things are going to happen. And that book should be finished by 2021.
Wow.
So that's everything I have going on at the moment.
That is pretty amazing that you have all that going on. I'm very excited to be having you as part of our organization at this time, because there's a lot of great stuff for you going on. So you might even end up with two pages on the IPMA site, one for the band and one for you personally. Right on. Right on.
That I've kind of the whole stepping out as Mr. E has been me overcoming one of my fears, because I've always thought that I was never much of a good solo act. I always thought, you know, I'm really good in a band and I really enjoy the band atmosphere, but I also have a lot of my own music and a lot of my own art that I'd like to put out. So I went ahead and took the step forward and did that and joined with you guys, because I just couldn't wait anymore. Or I just had to join the IPMA. It was the coolest thing ever. So I had to do it.
Yay. What message do you want to share with those who will be listening to this interview?
Whew. All right. I thought a lot about this question, actually. And I think what the message that I want to put through is, hello, people. My name is Mr. E. What I want to tell you all is, with the current climate of the world, that hate does not fix hate. It doesn't matter what you believe. It does not matter what you do, as long as it's not harming anyone. And the fact of the matter is, there's enough of us on this planet that we need to bring this planet to a place it's never been before. And we can do that with acceptance, coexistence, and understanding. But anything that is negative will do nothing but set us back. So if you are hearing me today, please take a moment and think about those words.
That was great. Thank you so much for sharing that message, your music, your new projects, and your time with us this afternoon. And I am really pleased that we have had this opportunity to hang out for a few minutes. This is the Who Am I interviews of the International Pagan Music Association, now in its third year. And we have been speaking with Mr. E, and I'm Alfred Wilhawk. So blessings to everybody, and I look forward to many conversations of this type. So have a really blessed day.
You too, sir. Thank you.